Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and my producer, Jorgie Jorgensen. Our guest today is Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Family of Insurance Agencies. Chad, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
Today, we're going to talk about group affinity programs.
Another exciting topic, Tom.
You keep coming up with these topics, and I keep wondering, what is that? Can you tell me about group affinity programs? What's that all about?
Well, affinity means essentially loyalty. These are loyalty programs. A group program is a carrier coming into a particular trade association or a vocation, for example, a group of architects, doctors, a particular demographic that they find attractive. And what they do is they'll put together a plan specifically targeted to that group, and what they will do is apply discounts for people that are members of these associations. What we've done at the Nesbitt agencies is, in addition to all the other services that we've done, we've broken off a separate section called Nesbitt Programs. We found this to be a very attractive niche in the marketplace. There's definite needs from associations as to how they can reach out to their members. What can we do to provide member value to them? What can we do to show the importance of the association? Why should you be a member of the association? And a great lead-in is insurance. It's a thing that we can provide them for. They can get a member discount just by being, so we can help them drive in membership.
So what type of products lend themselves to these group programs?
Now, we're going to pre-qualify them a little bit, depending upon the size of the association and what the association or trade group is. For example, we do a group for parole officers. And the parole officers, there's really no business exposure for that, but you've got a large amount of individuals. So for them, we would do long-term care. We would do personal lines, which would be your home and your auto insurance, your personal umbrellas, if you've got toys, boats. We can get discounted programs put together for them. Other groups that we look at, we have a franchise association, and there you're looking at a group of individual, here they own fast food restaurants. So it's not a large group. There's only 75 of them. However, they represent 2,000 restaurants. So for that, what we can do is put together a program to get them, you know, exclusive rates for that group. We've got a piece of software that we put together that helps us track this information, helps us pull these demographics, and then helps us sell that to the carriers.
Okay, let's back up here. We've talked about how to shop your insurance and how to make sure you don't have gaps in your coverage. Now, if we're a business owner and you have coverages, maybe you've got life insurance, liability insurance, homeowners, all the things you've talked about, if you're being rated individually or for your business, you're going to pay a certain premium. But if you can join a trade association or join another group, and that group has group policies available, then you can potentially save some money or get some discounts on those premiums. That's what we're talking about, right?
That's exactly right. Looking towards your trade association can be a great opportunity for you to get either a discount on your insurance or maybe get some coverage that you weren't able to get in the open marketplace. So maybe it's an E&O, errors and omissions, and you're in a difficult line of business, and individually you can't get it. But if an insurance company can see that you've got 4,000 or 5,000 of these same people with the same needs, they can script a policy, and basically you can go back out to that same group and have a policy that's written just for them.
So they write a policy based on multiple policies, or the more the better, I would guess.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And it spreads the risk and fewer claims, and they're able to collect enough premiums to make it worthwhile to do it.
Yeah, the end part of that is exactly right. They're looking to collect enough premiums to make it worthwhile. So what we would do is information that a carrier needs to get a program put together is loss experience from the group. They're going to want to know demographically how many members are going to be in this, what's our premium potential, and what have the loss trends been. We've designed a system internally here to manage all of that. Bitwise Logic, Jeremy Hain, who's here with me, designed the system internally. It's exclusive to us. It's a proprietary tool, and it does just that. We go out to a trade association. We go out and we talk to the members, and what we do is say, listen, here's the needs that have been put in front of us, and we collect. As long as they come in, we collect that information, and then we use that to sell it to insurance companies or help them put together programs. I should say we don't sell it. We sell the concept to insurance companies.
So if I'm a business owner and I'm looking to save some money, I look around and see if there's a trade association or something I have something in common with some other people in my business, and check out that group and see if they've got anything available. Well, let's say they don't have anything available, but it's a good group. Is that where your firm, Bitwise Logic, comes in? Is that where Jeremy comes in? How does that work?
That's exactly right. The plan that we've put together, and that's exactly, if you don't see that with your trade group, one of the things that we want to have is that those volunteer leaders talk to the executive directors. If the executive directors are listening, we want to talk to them, because we have got a solution where we've put together the technology. So we've got a tool upon which that you can communicate with your members. There's a set of business tools that we've developed from associations. Jeremy's going to talk about that. Then we've got the value-add product of the insurance piece, and we can launch that off of the technology that we've designed. And with that, we can build a non-dues revenue generation plan for that group. So if you're an association executive director and you're looking at your constituents and they're telling you we need technology to communicate with one another, we want value-add insurance products that are out there where we can maybe get a member discount. Is there any value to us buying groups? And we're looking to generate revenue so we don't have to go back and ask for an increase in membership dues every year. Those are the individuals we want to talk to.
So tell me more about this non-dues revenue generation program.
Well, the non-dues generation is simple. We pay for successful market placement on an account. So basically, when people are out there, you can pay for a lead list. And instead of paying for a lead list from a group, if they've got an open solicitation process, what we will tell them is every account that we write that was driven from you, we can pay you a percentage of. You can't give that back to the client as a discount. That's a legal issue. That's rebating, which is not legal. But what we do is pay for, again, a successful market placement. That lead was sent to us. Don't pay it different like a referral program. It's the same concept.
So you get into an association, they've got 1,000 members, they don't have too much for offerings, and you say, okay, we can help you put together some group life insurance, we can help you put together some group policies that might be a benefit to your members. Then you set up the software, you do all the demographics you do. Can you tell me what's that process all about?
Yep, that's right on the button, Tom. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to lob it over to Jeremy so that he could discuss a little bit more about it, because if we're talking technology, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
Let's just assume we've got a brand new association of 1,000 members of a trade group, and they don't have many offerings, but they're interested in it. Mm-hmm. What do you do for them? How do you set that up?
Well, what we start with is our base platform is built on a website. We give them a website with all the tools they need to manage their association and their members, so they can hit them with newsletters, they can inform them of news and events. A lot of associations have events that people need to subscribe to. They have a lot of recurring continuing education type of events. So the website's built to inform the public about what their association is trying to accomplish, but also to give members tools to make their membership valuable. So that's the value of the association.
So you set it up so they can communicate with them by email broadcasts, or how does that work?
Yep, that's one of the tools in the website suite is a way to broadcast email to their members. So it also manages their members, their contact information. You can, if they want, they can have an online directory of their members so that people can, for example, if it's a business association, typically you want the visitors to the website to find the members so they can do business with them. There's a whole bunch of features just based upon each association is a little different, of course, so kind of trying to be a little broad here, but some of the tools, news is very, very common. Events is a big one. Online surveys is another thing. You can reach the members themselves and solicit some information about them in terms of surveys. Also, you can have public surveys for what the public is looking for the association. So those are some of the key tools.
Yeah, one of the things that Jeremy hinted on there was the survey management piece, which is big for us on the insurance side, because we can go out and see exactly what the needs are from your members. So if you're an executive director and you're sitting back and you're kind of getting some feedback, here you can get accurate feedback directly. So if we had the following products in place, which would you find the most valuable? Personal auto, homeowners, general liability, product liability, you know, so we can find out those needs and address the needs for them and give them feedback either in real time or we can do it hidden behind the scenes and let them know the reports. And then what we do is provide those services. You know, let's
so
find out what they
tailored
have.
Product or this tailored method allows you to give greater depth to your affinity for your insurance.
That's exactly right. And do okay. it efficiently.
Okay.
So, you know,
and you wouldn't be the only one providing the services in the affinity program.
As far as on what end? As far as
through Bitwise.
Well, Bitwise is the platform upon
right.
which we do it. The carrier may not be the same. So we may have a personal lines carrier being one because they find that the most attractive. And if you've got a business opportunity, it could be an entirely separate carrier, you know, back to that product liability. If there's a coverage need that we find product liability is difficult or hard to find for this particular group, if we can find that there's a need and there's enough of a need, then we would take that message back to the carrier and get them something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you help the association get organized with the website. You help them communicate with their members. You can put together a questionnaire to poll the members to see, would you be interested in a group life program? Would you be interested in a group E&O program? And then based on the information that comes back to them, then you sit down with the association and you say, 60% of your members would like to have this product. The next step is then you go out and get some information on age and so forth and put together some type of application to take to a company?
Yeah, we don't want to bother the executive director in their day-to-day. We want to make it very hands-off, but you're right on the button. What we do is we make sure that there's a need for it, and then we make it as clean and easy as possible for them to get us the information that we need. The advantage that we have as an independent is a carrier wants to see this experience. You know, usually if you go out to the marketplace, you have to do what's called a feasibility study. And a feasibility study, they're going to look at the group, they're going to look at loss trends, they're going to look at where the lines are, they're going to take a look at what your penetration has been, and they're going to charge you money to do that. Well, the advantage of being with us is we're going to have multiple companies looking at your account to begin with, and we're going to do that feasibility study for you free of charge, because every time we write an account, the system that Jeremy has designed manages that transaction. So we know where it went, or if we lost it, why we lost it, you know, who did it go to, and we start to build this out. We've got loss information, so this is all done anonymously. When we go to the carrier, we say, listen, we've got 150 people generating $2 million in premium with loss trends in the following areas. That's the information that we want. And then we show that they can outperform the industry, which is what we talked about in one of the prior ones. We've got loss control that's in place. We've got a group that cares. Here's what they deserve for a rate. And we start to look at exclusive rates for that group. But so you've got to show you earned it.
Is there a name for this affinity platform?
Well, Sam, that would make too much sense.
Because I keep saying this and that.
Yeah, if anybody's got any ideas, they can call us in.
Our producer will have one for you shortly. Yeah. Don't worry about that. He's good at those things.
But the reason I'm asking is because it sounds like it's this that's providing you the opportunity to bring the discounts to the associations.
Yep. We had a name that was on there that happened to be being used by another entity, so we're still challenging whether or not it could be used. If you go to the Nesbitt Agency's website and you look at group programs, we're going to explain there's a demo on there. Also, if you go to Bitwise Logic, there's a demo on there where you can go click and look at all the things that we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. We've got a demonstration site that is available that explains this whole process, shows you the tools that we provide, and it is very unique as to what's going on in the industry. There's people that do the technology side, and there's going to be an excessive charge for that. There's people that do programs, but people aren't doing this thing together right now, and that's where we think that we're ahead of the curve. And by having the relationship with ourselves and Bitwise Logic and having this platform and having spent the hours designing this, and that's one of the things I think Jeremy can kind of talk a little bit about was, you know, how the platform was built. We didn't just make it up.
No, actually, it came about many associations over the last 5 to 6 years have come to us, and they all had common needs, and we kind of identified that they had these needs, and we had this natural relationship with the Nesbitt agencies that allowed us to meet that one specific need of that non-dues member revenue stream, because you don't want to keep going back to those members and just keep, let's keep raising those fees up. So we found a way to tie it into this affinity program to meet one of those needs. And the website also has some other opportunities. Most associations that have a website will have advertising streams that they generate some additional revenue. We have tools for that. So there's a number of different things that we can accomplish that with, but the affinity program is a natural tie-in. I don't know if you spoke at all about how the actual applications for these insurance programs are all automated and summarized in one spot, so they have a control panel where the leadership of the association can get some numbers about what's happening and track it through. So that's where the tie-in, the bridge to the actual insurance piece happens with the website. And that's at the back-end piece that we added on at the end after we realized all these things that these associations needed. So it's kind of evolved over the last few
years. So you automate that process for the association so that it's all computerized and it's all automatic?
Yep. There's a link to, we start with creating their particular insurance questionnaire, whatever particular program they're putting together. We create online forms that ask specifically the information they need to put a quote together. So it's different from association to association because of the carriers that are being used and the programs that they're trying to link to. But we create a customized application for them, online form, and then it automatically tracks all that stuff, goes straight to the NESB agency's staff to manage the applications as they come in, and it's all automated, tracks the whole process, and provide some nice numbers for the association management to track.
So, Chad, let's say we've got that 1,000 member association, and you've found out they're interested in some group life insurance. So you know from the insurance companies that you need to know age and where they live and so forth, and I suppose the carriers want to know the average age and how many members and how many men and how many women and so forth. Through this automated process, you can gather all that information, and then when you put together a summary of that, then you can determine which carriers to go to try to find a product that's suitable?
On the life insurance side, we've got a technique where people can get on and get an instant quote, but it's for term. You know, if it's a universal product, you need to make sure that you're talking to, because of, you know, the financial area in the SEC, you got to make sure that you're talking to a licensed rep, and then, you know, before you make those decisions. So we have a term. We can do term life online. We can do long-term care online. One of the things that Jeremy was talking about, and with the application that's unique, is that we build an industry-specific front end. So if you're a chiropractor, for example, we're not going to inundate you with questions that would be related to the restaurant industry. You're going to see questions pertinent to what you have. So the whole process is streamlined. And then it comes in. We've got a gatekeeper approach. We have an individual that looks at the accounts, determines where it's going to be. We get the quotes back out, and we can get back to those individual executive directors and let them know how people are responding in real time. You know, so yes, there's an interest. So you can go back to people and look good. You can say, you know, we laid this out for you. You guys said you needed technology. And again, technology that's out there, when you look at the competition, is quite a bit more expensive than the plan that we put together, because we're trying to get these other products in front of them. We make the technology much more attractive price-wise.
So from the association standpoint, you're able to provide some products or some insurance products cheaper than they could buy on their own, and it just gives them another selling point for being a member of that association, because we're providing all these value-added services.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to assume you have a few of these in place. How many of the association membership are you taking advantage of this? What percentage usually?
It all depends. It varies wildly. You know, to be honest with you, we look for big numbers, hoping to write somewhere between 2-3%. I mean, that's the area. But if you get into a group on the business side and there is a high affinity, so there's a lot of loyalty amongst the group, it's not uncommon to see 35-40% of the penetration. The marketplace right now is soft. So there's a lot of things that these individuals can get in the open marketplace, so they don't have to rely heavily on their trade associations to get coverage or to possibly get discounts. But now is the time to be thinking about the future and saying, okay, we don't need it now, but next year, you know, the market will not stay soft forever. This has been one of the longest soft markets, and we talked about that, what a soft market is versus a hard market. When the market churns, this is where you can position yourself to say, hey, listen, we've got a group, we've got 1,000 individuals, here's what we've had, here's what our expectations are, here's what we want for coverages, and here's how we've performed. And then we would take that information and we would sell that program to carriers to get them to buy into it.
Okay, let's go back to that example. Jeremy, you've got a new group, 1,000 members. Maybe an association that wasn't real strong in technology. How difficult is it to set this system up?
Well, we've done enough of these over the past 5 years that we've kind of got a space platform and a process in place that allows us to get together pretty quickly, depending on how quickly that association can react to our questions. So essentially, we want to know what services they have, how the organization is established, and what they're looking to accomplish. So content is one of the biggest pieces of the website that's on their side. So they really need to organize their members to provide some of that content. And that's one of the bigger delays. But as far as the technology goes, we're pretty much ready to roll right out of the gate. We can get something set up within a couple weeks, as long as they can be responsive.
So is this an area where you sit down with an association exec and you can show them maybe a whole world of things they haven't thought about providing?
Absolutely, yeah. they initially come to us and they're looking for, even content management tools are kind of almost cutting edge to a lot of these associations. Because existing ones, they might have established their website, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when those type of tools weren't very common. So just that opens up their eyes just to that, and they start to see the possibilities and their current processes where they have to have someone that's technically gifted to update their website. Now they have the tools to do that themselves. So now it opens up their possibilities. Instead of spending their time managing that process, they can actually focus on making their website beneficial to their members and providing good content and easing those processes. And then we give them these additional tools that they might not have realized that they had at their disposal, and tie them into something like an affinity program. What they might not have thought of that either gives them a lot more possibilities than they probably realize that they're getting out of their current websites.
I like the idea that that they can come to you and you can show them the world of possibilities, and then also show them how to pay for it without assessing the members.
Exactly.
Because the association members are always inundated with what's next, what's this, what's that, what's this for, and those budgeting and some of those things, some of those discussions can be pretty tough. So it's you're essentially, you build a website, you do the technology, you help them communicate with members, you coordinate with Chad and try to figure out how do you provide those insurance products that might be helpful to their members.
Exactly. We're trying to solve, we've identified there are three major needs of the associations that have come to us in the past, and that non-dues revenue stream is one of the key ones for them, because the other ones are pretty common, but that's the one that they really struggle with trying to provide, because they want to try to find more benefit for their members without having to charge them more to receive it. So
can we dig into that just a little bit? Are there multiple sources of non-dues revenues, or is this just a part of the cost of the insurance products you're providing, or are there other ways for the associations to generate revenues?
Well, Jeremy hit on one of them, which was talking about the advertising. On our site, one of the things that is available to them is we can brand it. They can co-brand the site. So they can go out to their vendors and they can say, look, here's the audience that you want to be in front of. Here's a group. They're communicating. We can show them their site statistics, and we can put that site, them front and center. Or if they want to write an article for that group, then we can designate a page for them, or they can designate the page for them, and they can brand it. So it's an opportunity for an advertiser, a company that's out there, to put their name right in front of the audience that they want. And we can be more, that's one of the unique things about the web. You know, there's a lot of analytics in television and radio that shows advertisers that they're getting in front of the right audience. But with the web and with the system that Jeremy's designed, we put them right in front of the audience they want. And then we can show that people are viewing it. So that's why it's important for these associations, when we're looking at them, that content is important. There's got to be a reason for them to go to that site. The value-add products that we provide, the member discount programs that we provide, getting newsletters out, we can launch that off of there. If you're currently mailing out your newsletters, why on earth would you not do that electronically? Probably because you don't know how to do it, but now we're saving you money.
A lot of money.
And so if you're an executive director, or if you're a volunteer leader on one of these associations, talk to your executive director or talk to us, because we can help you save money on your bottom line, provide non-dues revenue, and give you member value products, technology, insurance, and if there's other things that you need, you know, we can talk about it.
So this really goes way beyond just insurance products. For Bitwise Logic, when you're out there helping the association put this together, you're essentially representing a buying group. And you try to find as many non-revenue sources of income as you can and help them way beyond insurance products.
Yep, that's correct. The insurance programs is just one piece of that non-dues revenue. Chad mentioned the advertising. There's also products. A lot of associations will have industry-specific products, maybe training products or something that they, like I said, they can get a discount because they're a buying group. So they can offer products online through e-commerce. We also have events is another source of revenue for a lot of associations. They'll have training or conferences or something along those lines, and they'll have event registration with fees tied to them, and that's another source of non-dues revenue.
So you can help them, like, for their annual meeting or their annual group meeting where they put on some type of educational seminars and so forth?
Yep, that's a very common one for most associations, and there's even, you know, individual, it could be, you know, small group events that are, you know, 10 or 20 type of things that still have registration that has fees associated with it. So that's another source of revenue for those associations.
So you help them learn how to use the technology to communicate better, to put on those programs? Is that what we're doing?
Exactly.
Or
do
you go beyond that?
Yeah. Well, for example, there's an online calendar that they can put on there. People can go out there and group them if they have multiple types of events that they're putting on, so someone can easily find it. They can sign up for it. They can add it to their Outlook calendar if they want, pretty easily. Just that those type of things. We're looking at, we haven't got as far yet as actually telling them how to set these things up and manage them for them. Usually those associations are very good at that do that already. So they're just looking for a way to facilitate that through the web to make it easier for them to make those.
Most of the associations I've seen have an association executive, and they usually have some type of an event planner that's there.
Yep.
But they're also usually in over their head. They've got so much to do, it's just crazy.
Right.
And so I would think that you'd be a heck of a resource for those people to help them get organized and communicate better.
Yeah, that's one of the major driving forces behind the software product that we developed was the event management piece of it, because that is so common to these associations. They really need that piece. So.
And if I'm an association exec, I really want to talk to you about that non-dues revenue source. And,
yeah, exactly.
Anything you can do there makes people happy.
Yeah. And the messaging we talked about before, this wasn't just a pie-in-the-sky idea that Jeremy and I came up with one day. It was, we were doing programs. He was doing technology for associations. We've been out. We've talked to association executives. The message came from us. So, you know, I'm sorry, came from these association executives. Jeremy designed this system based upon their needs. They told us how it should look, how you'd like it to look. So it's not an outside industry person looking in and saying, here's how you need to do things. It's you tell us what you want. We went out and built it for you.
I'm curious, Jeremy, how many associations are there in the United States?
Oh, geez, I think we've done some research, and it varies. Do you remember what that number was?
The number is in the, don't quote me on this specifically, but there was 127,000 that fit nationally. So, everybody's a member of one. And again, we pre-qualify these, so if you're a member, if you're in the local Pfeffer Club or something like that, and there's 30 members,
it
might not be.
They're going to the website, but they're not going to be a fit for the affinity program.
Yeah, exactly.
It's other non-dues revenue streams for them, maybe a tournament or something, but not so much.
If you're a member of a trade group that has, you know, at least 1,000 members, or if you're a member of a business group that has at least 75, or you know, the premium potential is there, that's what we're going to be looking for.
How about locally? Let's nail this down in the Minnesota or the 5-state areas. Is it a more manageable
number?
In
the state of Minnesota, we looked at there was 223 or something associations that fit specifically what we were looking for in the marketplace. That's in the Midwest. That number grows obviously quite a bit, but we can stretch things nationally. We're licensed nationally, so Minnesota is not our limit.
Technology works well anywhere, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Well, I would think that if I'm an association exec, I really want to meet you, Jeremy, because I want to find out how to get better organized, how to work more efficiently, how to generate some non-dues revenue. Those are great things for associations. And for a business owner, if he's trying to save some money on his insurance products and some other things, if he can get aligned with an association that's got what you do and what you do, Chad, he can really save some money on his insurance products and belong to a very proactive association that can help him in his business.
That's the goal.
Gentlemen, any final thoughts on group affinity programs and Bitwise Logic?
Well, I guess my exiting words would be that if there's an executive director that's listening right now, an association director, if there's a volunteer leader that's on these groups, there are solutions that are out there that you are not aware of. We know that this is unique. We've spent years putting this thing together the last 3 years. We're excited about this, and we want to get out in front of as many people as possible. We have people using the platform right now so that we can show you other individuals. Apologize that we don't have a name for it, but I don't think that should stop.
Joe, you'll have your name by the end of the day.
Perfect.
Well, this is Tom Ryans for my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer, who will name your business pretty soon, Georgie Jorgensen. I'd like to thank Chad Nesbitt of the Nesbitt Family of Insurance Agencies for being with us today, along with Jeremy Heen from Bitwise Logic, as we deliver some more terrific information for associations on todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.